Hey, this is Lix.
And this is KP.
And you're listening to
My Cup Runneth Over, the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of My Cup Runneth Over,
the podcast.
Yes, we've been gone for a minute.
We took a little hiatus. But we back and we better, baby. Like, that's what's up.
Yes. Had a nice little vacation. It was nice. This is the first episode of the new year, 2021.
Yes, first episode post-op, post-baby, post-new year.
Post-op?
Yeah, oh. The whole ass operation. The fuck?
My first thought was like, damn, who got a BBL? That's literally the one that popped in my head because I've been seeing... like so much of like I'll scroll through my timeline and like somebody
so many had, people like, are getting butt lifts and yeah. body yes, getting their body
done. I was like,
this one girl on the podcast page. I was like, yes, bitch, like you look good as hell. Like, show me your doctor, cause I mean Parker did me well. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I've lost 20 pounds since I've had the baby, mm-hmm. which is really good because most people gain weight after they have a baby. I've actually lost weight after I had mine. So thank you, Parker.
Period.
But, you know, I still got a lot of shit that I like to nip and tuck just a little bit, you know, to get me back to, well, I look better now than I did before I had her, but to look even better. Like, I'm trying to be on some, what's her name? Shit, what's her name on Instagram? Kylie's sister is her.
Kendall? No. Courtney? Chloe?
No, bitch, no. Her name on Instagram is Kylie's sister. What the fuck is her real name? The one that had a baby by old dude from Chicago.
Oh, the real Ari.
Yes.
I'm sitting here like Kylie Jenner. I'm just
Ari Fletcher. Like, I'm trying to get on her level just a little bit. I'm trying to get on level. And once I get there, like, I'm gonna be straight. Like, parking
lot. I'm mad I went through all these damn Kardashians. I thought you said, I'm like, Kylie's sister. Oh, the real Kyle. Oh, her. Yeah, I've been scrolling and seeing a couple of them, and I'm like, damn, y'all attempted. Even like my uncle's like girl that's a friend, they've like on and off. She got BBL done. She got a 360 lipo and a BBL, and that shit looked fire. I'd be like, girl.
Yeah, this one girl.
I see why he's coming up to Indiana to see you.
She looks real good. Like, her stomach is flat, fat, and ass is on fat. And I'm like, yes, send me to him. And he's like in Florida or something. And I'm like, yeah, give me the reference. I need all of that. Cause yes, I'm trying to get.
They might be running some COVID specials.
They gotta be. They gotta be. I'll fly down there and get it done. Don't worry. I'm going to be posting on the page. You're going to see me half out.
Thanks. I feel like from what I've been following on some people, I feel like it's been very painful for them. And I'm like, they're documented on YouTube or like documented on their IG. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
I didn't know you can't sit down for 3 weeks after you have a BBL. Like,
that's
crazy to me. Like, how you fly home?
That's what I always wonder. Like, do you gotta like lay like sideways or like
be safe? Because
when they buckle your seatbelt, like how do you do that? Like how do you fly?
I really want, because she was asking like what questions do you have, and that was really, I didn't want to be stupid, but that was my question. Like, how did you fly home when you can't sit down on your butt, because you can't sit down on your butt for 3 weeks? So what do you do? Like, sleeping would be no problem for me because I sleep with my stomach anyway. Yeah. But during the day, like, what do? You just lay down all day? Like, I don't know.
That's what I was like. Yeah, you kind of like, you lay on your stomach, or you just kind of, they apparently there's some kind of pillow that they give you. You can only sit on it for like an increment. So maybe they just, when you fly, you sit down long enough for the plane to get in the air when they tell you can take your seatbelt off, and then you stand up or you lay down. And then when you got to put your seatbelt back on, then you got to get back on the pillow.
I don't know.
But I wouldn't even chance it. I'd be like, you know what? I just have, just leave me here. Fuck it.
I'll find out soon. I'll let y'all know in the next episode.
Girl, bye. Girl, bye. But she did. I did see someone where they did post it, and they paid like their consultation and the cost and everything was like 7 stacks.
That's really not that bad, though. Like, that's not horrible. I mean, it's not cheap, that's for sure, but it's not horrible either. Like,
I'm good.
I don't want to come out lopsided with little lumps in my booty either, though. Like, I want it to look good, like, natural.
At this point, I'm just like, fuck it. I don't even care. I'll just keep whatever little cupcakes I got. It ain't a lot, little Debbie cake, but you know, shit. Somebody will eat it. But anyway.
Moving on.
So moving on to our lessons for the week. So we back, you know, you got any lessons? It's a brand new year. So you got any lessons for the week so far?
My lesson of the week has been, since I've had my baby, being in the parent or in the house of my parents and everything, like, your privacy and your being alone is priceless. So I would say that's my lesson of the week. Like, value your alone time for real, because being in the household with somebody else, like living with somebody else, like, I've never had a roommate. I moved straight out of my parents' house into living by myself. Mm-hmm. So that is very valuable. I would say that's my lesson of the week, is just value your alone time. I'm actually going home to my apartment this weekend. Like, I told them, I don't give a fuck, like, how much help I don't have at my apartment by myself. Like, I need to be alone. And they were like, well, you're not going to be alone. You're going to have the baby. And that's fine. Like, that's cool. Like, I'll deal with me and her. But I just need to be with me at this
point. Like, your own space.
Yeah. Like, it's hard. And just not having somebody barge in, or just the quiet. Like, I miss the quiet. I really do. Like, I understand she's going to be crying and stuff, but that's completely different from people talking or, you know, arguing or whatever in the background. Like, I just need some me time. And if me time involves me and my child, like, that's completely fine. That is my lesson of the week. It was to have valued that alone time. Like, people had told me before I had her, like, take in all the moments you have by yourself, which is fine. Like, she doesn't bother me too much, but, like, being with other people, that does. Like, I just miss being in the company of my own apartment. Like, I just miss having my own space, cooking what I want, getting up when I want, having the temperature in the household on what I want. That is what I miss. Like, I want the temp set on 70 instead of 75.
I'm about to say 64, girl. You know you keep it cold up in there.
No, like 70 instead of 75. Like, it's too damn hot in here. I just need to be in my own space for a little bit. Like, I miss that, and I cannot wait. Like, that is my lesson of the week, is please, y'all, value your time by yourself.
Yeah. That is true, because I know that too. Whenever I go, like, to my hometown or stay at my mom's for a little bit, like, I don't usually stay there that long. Unless I'm really just, like, bored, or I'm going to be traveling somewhere, because after, like, day one, I'm like, all right, I want to go back home. Like, I'm like, not that I don't want to be around y'all, I don't like being around y'all. It's just, like, after a couple of days, I just like my own space. I just want to be in my own space, especially if I'm not doing anything. Like, if I'm just sitting there and we're just, like, watching TV or just, like, chilling, that's fine. But if I know I have things to do back at home, I'm like, all right, I want to be in my own space. I want to be by myself, essentially by myself, but I'm like, I want to be in my own element, like, where I'm like in my own element. So yeah, I definitely get that. Yeah, my lesson for the week is that white people have lost their damn mind. And not all, but I'm just like, so I've been kind of, so we're recording today. Of course, today is the day where all of these MAGA protesters, Proud Boys, or whatever they call themselves these days, were able to storm the Capitol and get in. And I'm like, how? Yeah, that's what I'm like. How you even made it that far? And, like, there wasn't a rubber bullet shot anywhere. There wasn't, you know, tear gas thrown out anywhere. The National Guard wasn't called. Like, y'all, like, they knew this was going to happen. Like, I don't understand how none of this was prepared for. Like, you were so prepared for the Breonna Taylor verdict reading. You closed up shops, boarded up shops, brought in all these extra police for the, you know, the verdict from, you know, whether or not they were going to prosecute charges. But so you should have known that this, that this runoff in Georgia was going to cause, or, you know, all of this was going to cause a ripple effect across the nation, and you should have known that this was going to happen. Like, I don't understand how this even happened. And I'm like, so my thing was just, like I said, people are just fucking crazy. Like, it's really just, it's really like baffles me. But yeah, it's, and I'm so curious. I have a couple of coworkers that work in the UK that I'm interested to hear from them tomorrow to get their
thoughts. Ooh, to hear their insight.
Yeah, because they're always like, they will see things that happen in the US and they're like, even the whole thing with the election, they were like, oh, we're over here just like, what the fuck is going on in the United States? Like,
we look childish as hell, like, to other countries. Like, we look stupid. Yeah. We look like we are. I just, like you said, I don't understand how it happened. I don't understand how they made it past security, honestly, because if it was some black people that was charging the Capitol, all them niggas would have been dead, shot dead. Like, but there was a lady that lost her life there, and it's just crazy to me. Like, I don't understand how it happened, but it's just crazy. And I cannot wait to see how the inauguration is going to plan out, because this has happened over some voting. I can only imagine what's going to happen whenever there's a transfer of power going on, because these people are refusing to accept the fact, like, this orange man is out. Oompa Loompa's out the office. This new man is coming in. And I'm not saying, like, he's going to be Jesus in the office or anything, but anything is better than what we've had for the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just crazy to me. Like, I do not understand. Like, I was watching the video on MSNBC earlier, and the black man was like running up the stairs, and he would point his gun, and these people would charge him, and he'd run back up a couple more flights of stairs and point his gun. Like, how is this happening right now? Like, how are you the only one trying to guard this Capitol? Like, I don't get what's going on. Like, this just is beyond me. It's crazy to me, because whenever the BLM protest was going on, there was like a line of officers and people pointing their guns at people. But with this shit, it was unguarded. Like, it's just wild to me. Like, it don't make sense. Mm-hmm. And the fact that Trump is sitting back not saying shit, and Pence is the one that called the National Guard in, just makes me think even more that he had something to do with it. To me, like, that's just my conspiracy.
Oh, I think that there was a recording a couple days ago where he was pretty much talking about, like, or like, he wasn't directly organizing it, but he was saying things along the lines of, like, people should protest. Like, he was kind of like implying that people should. And yeah, I mean, the fact that he did it, and he was even talking shit about Pence, I'm like, first of all, that's your vice president. Don't, like, that's your man's. Don't be on, like, in, like, out here in the world talking of, like, I just, yeah, it just looks, even if I were from a different country, and if I, you know what I'm saying, like, makes the country look weak on the outside looking in. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, if I wanted to attack, this would be the perfect time, because everybody's so worried, it's so divided. Yep. But I mean, yeah, it's wild. Like, I was just like, you know, like I said, people are crazy. And the other thing I took away from this is, like, people are so wishy-washy, not wishy-washy, but they're hypocritical. The same people that were Black Lives Matter shouldn't be protesting, they should be at home. And now all of a sudden you're like, oh no, what they're doing, they're peacefully protesting. No, this is not the same thing. This is not the same fucking thing. Like, it's not. Like, no, like, Black Lives Matter is protesting for equality. We are trying to get equality. This group is mad over a fucking president, or forming from, because of the Black Lives Matter group, because of another group, not because of oppression, but because you just couldn't get your way. Mm-hmm. That's essentially it. And if that isn't the definition of privilege, I don't know what the fuck it is. But
right.
But yeah, exactly. But I'm gonna jump off that rant before I keep jump off that soapbox.
That's a good lesson, though. White people are crazy as fuck. But anyway, moving on to decisions and stuff. So I seen something kind of trending online a little bit, and it was a kind of like a, it wasn't really a meme, but you see where the girl cartoon is talking to the guy cartoon, and they're like responding to each other. So I seen where it was like, "Hey, can I come over?" And the dude cartoon was like, "I mean, yeah, if you want to." And the girl was like, "I mean, if you want me to." And the dude's response was, "I'm over this shit," pretty much. And I was kind of wondering, like, with your response, because I know what I think on the situation. I've been there. Like, I've literally been in this situation. How do you feel when you ask a dude, like, "Hey, do you want me to come over?" And they respond, "Well, I mean, if you want to," versus, "Yeah, come on over." Like, how do you feel? Like, do you feel like there's a difference between "if you want to" versus "yeah, come on"?
Yeah, some people look at it in different ways, but I know for me, I feel like if you want someone to come over, just say, do you want to come over? It's the same as like inviting someone to something. Like if there's like a,
but what if you were the one initiating it? Like you wanted to go over to your dude's house. Say you're talking to a dude, you're trying to go see him and you want to see him and you're like, hey, can I come over? And they respond, instead of yes, come over, they respond with, yeah, if you want to.
In that aspect of it, I guess it depends, because if it's someone that I'm interested in, like, and I have feelings for, I may look into that and be like, you know, like, damn, like, do you want me to come over or no? Because that didn't sound like a definite. That didn't sound like I want you to come over. It was just sure, if you want. Like, right. you know, it's just kind of like,
I'm bored. Whatever. Come on over. Like, I ain't got shit else to do.
Yeah,
it's not, how I view it.
Yeah, it's not more of like a, I want you to come over. It's more of a, I ain't got nothing else to do. I'll tolerate your presence. Not that I enjoy having you over here, but just that I ain't got shit else to do. So just, you know, I'll tolerate it. That's what it comes across to me. Like, I hate when people are like, it's always funny to me whenever, like at work, there's some people that like, I think it's just their culture, but like they'll reply, like instead of like just someone will ask them something, they'll just be like, sure. And to me, that sure shit is annoying. And I always laugh because the way it comes out in like a little smart ass kind of way of like,
yes,
it's the way that it's said, sure. Where when they say it, it's more of just like, fuck you. Like, sure. Like, you
know? That's how I read it every time. It's never a sure. It's always,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And like, no, but it's like, who the fuck responds with sure? Like, if I respond with sure, usually I got an attitude. Like, yes. if that's the only thing that I say. So to be like, yeah, sure, if you want. Like, to me, that's saying if I want to come over, not you want me to come over. Like, if you want to come over, sure, you can come. Now, I get people are just kind of like, well, if I'm saying it's okay, then it's okay. But that's not the same thing. It's not to me.
It's not. That's like, what I saw a lot of dudes' responses were like, so the females were on one side. The females were on the side of us like, hey, if you want me to come over, you would say, yeah, come over. And the dudes were like, if I didn't want you to come over, I wouldn't say if you want to. I would just say, come on over. But to me, like, if you want to is like, I have nothing else better to do, so might as well come over. That's how I view it. Mm-hmm. And maybe, like, that's a female's point of view. I don't know. But that's how I view it is, okay, sure. Like, that's how I view it. Like, sure, if you want to, go ahead. Like, you know, and it's just,
I used to take it.
Offensively, like whenever my ex used to say stuff like that, like, I mean, yeah, if you want to come over, sure. Like, no, do you want me to or no? Because I'm not trying to intrude on whatever you want.
Right. That's what it feels like, an intrusion. But like I said, it kind of, what I was kind of getting to earlier was like, with like, if someone asks you to do something, it's almost like if you and your friend are standing somewhere and someone asks your friend, hey, do you want to come with me to this bar? And then they look at you and say, well, you can come too if you want to. It's like, I didn't invite you. I invited her, but you're her friend.
But you're here.
Yeah. I mean, you can come if you want to, but it's not like an invitation to you. I'm like, nah, it's all right. Like, you, I mean, I may. Cause I mean, I really don't care about shit. Like, that's why I said, if it's more, it depends on like, cause you, when you're feeling somebody, of course you're going to be reading into more than sometimes what shit is. Mm-hmm. And it really could be like, if that's just your homie, but I just feel like if that's your friend, they're going to be like, hey, you just gonna come over? And then that's right. Gonna be like, yeah, well, that's it. Like,
but
that's
even then,
it.
Like, whenever my friends say stuff like that, like, even if I was to talk to you and be like, hey, you want to, can I come over and watch a movie? And you're like, yeah, if you want to, I would take it as, damn, like, she really don't want to come with me right now. Like,
right, but I would, you know, yeah, and then you said, I wouldn't say that though. I'd just be like, yeah. Like, that's
right,
the end
because
of it.
Friends, and you would want my company, I would hope, but yeah, like, it's a little bit different. Like, with me, like, my ex would be like, yeah, if you want to, and I'm like, I would literally, like, I was the girl's response, like, do you want me to, like, I need you to say yes, I want you to come over. Like, I don't need those exact words of affirmation, but I do need like, yeah, like, come on, like, yeah, I want to see you. Like, I need something to make me seem like I'm not begging for your attention. Like, because I'm not that type of person anyway. Like, I'm not trying to beg to see you. I'm not trying to beg for your attention. I'm not trying to beg for your time. None of that. So I need some kind of affirmation like, yeah, this is mutual. Yeah, I want to see you too. So yeah. I need, like, I need that from my dude to be like, yeah, like, come on over. That's fine. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think
that's been a thing with me before that has happened, where it's
yeah. And I had the conversation with him, like, hey, I don't like when you do this. I don't like when you say, yeah, if you want me to, because that makes me feel like you don't want me to. So I need you to say yes. Period.
Either come over or not.
A message and be like, come over. Like, I don't need that. If you want to, like, no, leave all that, leave all them extra. At that one point, it's okay for you to send a one word message. Don't send that extra shit. Like, just send a one word message just saying yes. And just then you can say whatever you
just say that if you want me to in your head, but yes. don't send that shit. Just like,
but dudes don't see it that way. Dudes see it as like, there was one dude that or Instagrammed it and was like, why females got to be extra like this? Just say, just if I didn't want you to come over, I would have said no. Just yes, that means come over. But no, like, a lot of the females in the comments was like, I don't see it that way. I see it as, you really don't want me to come over. Like, you're just accepting my presence instead of actually wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep. You tolerate it. You don't desire it.
Right. Yeah. And dudes, I think communication is key, but I think dudes and females communicate completely different. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
It's hard for us to see on the same level. Like, there's something that we could say and they view it completely different. Just like whenever we say I'm fine and we're really not fine, but dudes think we're really fine. Like, you know, it's kind of like on that level. Like, when a dude asks you, how are you? And you're like, I'm fine. And we really not. But dudes be like, all right, she says she okay. But deep down, nigga, you in deep shit. Like, you in trouble. I'm fine does not mean I'm okay.
It means somebody finna die.
Right. Like, yeah. That's really how it means. And it just, I don't know, just, I think that needs to be established to me. Like, I think, don't, like I said, just don't tell me yeah if you want to, because nah, that I'm gonna take it as you don't want me to. If you say yeah if you want to, that means you don't want me to, so I'm gonna just, never mind, I'm watching a movie, I'm good.
Actually, I'm asleep. I don't even know who's texting right now.
Right.
Well, speaking of dudes and well, not just stupid dudes in general
responses.
Yeah, that too. So Too Short and Saweetie. So I'll let you speak on this because you remember most of the video than I do.
So basically, Saweetie, I don't know if she had a talk show or she was hosted on talk show or what happened, but pretty much Saweetie had Too Short on there, and he was basically talking about his endeavors with females. And he was basically saying, like, all the mixed women that he's seen were fine, and he's never talked to a woman of color before, like strictly a woman of color, blah blah blah. And here, I'm gonna just play the video. It's like a minute long, so I'm gonna just play it so y'all can hear it.
I love interracial relationships.
Do you like interracial relationships?
I am from the Bay. Does that answer that?
Yeah, so let the people know what they can find in the Bay Area, because I know there's a lot of Filipinos out there, and I'm not
okay,
Filipino.
So when I leave out the Bay, when I leave from the Bay, as a youngster moving around, you see a girl, she kind of fair skin, lighter skin, and she got a little hair, and whatever, curly, straight hair, whatever. And you're like, hey, what you mix with? And they would get offended. They'd be like, I'm black, I'm black. And I'm like, no, you definitely mix with something. And they would get mad. But in the Bay, you can meet a girl before you can say her name, be like, hey, what you mix with? And she'd probably tell you that her mama's this, her daddy's that. And mixed heritage women have always been my favorite. Like, I don't think I've ever fallen in love with a woman that wasn't mixed.
Really?
And the Bay did that to me.
Really?
Because it's something you get. I feel that way about life, too. Like biracial babies are, you could take the two ugliest motherfuckers from different races, and they fuck and make a baby, and that baby just be beautiful. It happens all the time. You laughing, but it's true.
Bruh.
You're like, I know y'all didn't make that little pretty baby. And you can see the features in it, though. You're like, what y'all did? I see it.
So that's not the whole video, but that's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of bothered, like, bro, what you mean? Because, okay, I understand preference. Like, dudes have their preferences. Dudes like girls with big boobs. They like dudes with big butt, or girls with big butt. You know?
They like dudes. Some of them might like dudes with big butts.
Who knows? But like, or they might like dark skinned girls or light skinned girls, whatever. But to me, that sounds a little bit different. Like, I don't know. Like, what's your take on the video? Tell me.
So, I don't know. I guess maybe. I don't know. I've seen two people that have been ugly and made an ugly baby, whether they were mixed race or not. I mean, I'm not calling nobody baby ugly. Mm-mm. But I'm just saying, like, it's been a couple of little babies that are just kind of like, all right, they haven't developed into their features yet. And so there's just, that's the nicest way I could just say it. But I mean, like,
when they turned 18 and when 18 hits, you'd be like, oh, let me see when they hit 21. Maybe the features will hit then.
A couple months. Because I mean, all little babies look like aliens when they first born. They all look like little, you know, they come out and they're all still wrinkly because they would be, you know,
like, because whenever mine came out, I was like, well, yo.
I'm saying they've been soaking first, like, for 9 months.
I was like, ooh, my baby is looking weak.
So,
a couple of weeks.
For him to say that, like, most mixed, basically what it seems like he's implying is, like, he's never seen a mixed child that wasn't ugly. And I'm like, or a mixed person that wasn't ugly or mixed race, or that kind of what it seems like he was implying. And that could very well be wrong or not how it was taken. But obviously in the post, the comments, everybody took it the same way as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, to him, it was kind of like, all right, what you got against you, like your own women of your own? Because I don't, are you of mixed race? Are you
Filipino? Hell no, that nigga's black as hell.
That's so I'm like, you black is 2 a.m. So how are you gonna sit here and say this? But I mean, like I said, like you said, I get preferences, but for me to kind of get into that, kind of gets into the whole, like, when people are always like, light-skinned women are this, or when people are like, this is beautiful, and they only point out, you know, Janae Aiko or Saweetie or you know, women that are lighter skin toned or mixed race, but then for some reason, Serena's so manly and Megan is so manly and Ari Lennox is so manly. And I'm like, okay, well, why for some reason all of these manly women are darker skin? However, it's a lot of dudes that'll be like, damn, Young M.A., if she wasn't in the women, and I'll be like, that is a man. Like, she is the manliest of them all.
Exactly.
So it's like, it kind of makes me hard to believe that you kind of are just like, oh no, it doesn't. I'm not talking about, I think all black women are beautiful. It's kind of like, no. You say that, but then you generalize and say, well, what is your everybody has different definition of what they consider beautiful. That's why they say beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But it's like, don't discount a whole different section of a race because and say that, oh, well, their babies are, they're all going to be this, and then just kind of say, but the other babies are, like I said, now he didn't necessarily go and say, like, oh,
dark skin babies just, are ugly,
or if you're not of mixed race, you're not beautiful, attractive, you're not pretty or attractive. It just, and like I said, that's his preference, and that's what he's probably been around. There's a big Asian population in the California area, let alone the Bay Area. So, I mean, that's probably what he's grown up around and he's known, but at the same time too, by the look on Sweetie's face, she already knew that he had said some shit that was like,
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand your preference. People like what they like. Like, you know, like you like what you like, you have your type, which is fine. You having your type is cool. Like, people tend to say that I have my type, fine and dandy. But whenever you go into difference and saying like, oh, well, only, well, he didn't say only, but, you know, just like mixed kids are cute, you know, like, it almost sounds, the way he worded it almost sounds like only mixed kids are cute to me.
Yeah, he was talking about a preference, but how he delivered it didn't come out
completely different. Yeah, it didn't come out right. So yeah, and I understand he's a hood nigga, whatever, you know, they should be coming out differently anyway. So that's cool, but there's a lot of dudes that think like this without it being delivered incorrectly. Like, a lot of dudes think that only mixed women are attractive or only light-skinned women are attractive, you know, and it's just, it's not right. Like, I've met a lot of dark-skinned dudes that will only date white women because they only want light-skinned babies. And it's just, it's not cool. Like, I work with a dude, that was attracted to lighter complected women until he met his wife, which is a darker complected woman. And he, you know, just, it's just, I think it's a fine line to try for you to only broaden your horizon to a certain skin tone. Mm-hmm. Because
usually there's a negative connotation for something.
It's because you don't know what is meant for you. Like, I could say I only like light-skinned dudes, but the man of my dreams could be dark as Ace of Spades. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what God has intended for me or what the universe has intended for me. So for me to just only broaden my horizons to that is very limiting to myself. Mm-hmm. Not only to others, because it's making it seem like to others, to darker complected dudes or whoever, that I'm not interested in them, but it's also limiting my view as well. Like, okay, well, I only like dudes of this complexion, which that shouldn't be the case. Like, right. Whatever I'm attracted to, whatever comes my way, I should be open to. And I just didn't like his words on that particular video. Like, he should have worded it differently, in my opinion. Like, I just,
yeah,
like I said, I understand your opinion, your preference is cool. Like, women like dudes with big D's only, or dudes like females with big butts only. Fine, that's a preference. But maybe you're meant to be with a girl with a little booty, or maybe you're meant to be with a dude with an itty bitty. You know, you never know. You never know.
But I ain't gonna lie, speaking on that, well, actually that'll move transition right into the next topic.
You're so welcome.
I know you guys have seen the post about with Yellow Beezy, how he had Twitter in shambles, his little home video of him walking around with his pants half down. He was walking around his house. It was so weird because he had on a black turtleneck and a gold chain with his pants like down to his knees, but he had on, like, I thought he had on leggings or like thigh high.
That was not a turtleneck. Do you hear me? Okay, period. Okay. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. That was not.
Bruh, all I know is his meat was out and it was swinging. The thing was stinging. And like I said, my question I was going to ask was, does size really matter? Because, I mean, it wasn't small. Like, it was not at all.
But the size really mattered. I mean, it wasn't huge, but it definitely wasn't little at all either. Like, you know,
it wasn't Safari. It wasn't Safari.
No, not at all. But it wasn't, who was the other one that had one leak? And it just wasn't, the babies wasn't little either. It was some other dude that had one leak that it was, like, not too great either, and people was like going crazy over it, and it was just regular, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was above average, that's for sure. Like, it was like, oh, okay, I see why you walking around, because that thing is thanging, you know what I'm saying? Like, that thing is like, okay, I see you, Yellow Beezy, with that little meat in the back of your neck, like, okay.
Yeah, I was not prepared. Someone sent it to me on Twitter and I opened it. I was like, what is this? What is it? And then the first time I saw it, I couldn't, like, really, like, I wasn't, like, paying attention. I was driving. I probably should have been looking and driving at the same time. But then when I actually saw it, I was like, whoa, hold up.
Yeah, like, people say it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. But
for you,
sometimes a canoe does not get through ocean waters, if you get what I'm saying.
Yo.
Sometimes a canoe is not enough. So you need a yacht sometimes. You know, like, you need a little bit more. So, like, yeah, like, that was right.
But smooth sailing never made for skilled sailors, though.
Touche, but still, like, you know, like, like, size matters to an extent, you know, like, it matters to an extent. Like, I'm not trying to be out here butterfly shrimping,
okay,
but I'm not trying to be out here shark surfing either, like, you know, like, I don't want something that
big. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, like I said, it ain't gotta be huge, but it should be able to be felt.
It should get the job done.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it ain't about the, because I mean, like I said, I've been with someone before that I really cared about, and it wasn't that big. Their penis wasn't that huge. Like, it was, I mean, they got the job done, but it wasn't like, it wasn't like huge. It wasn't like a, oh my God, this is like, it might have been a amazing. Little bit below average. Yeah. And it was like, but we were together. Like, I was just like, you know, you can do other things too. So, I mean, we'll get there. I
need you to explore this other avenue, okay? Because this ain't cutting it for me.
Right.
But yeah, I feel you though. Like, the smallest person I've been with was actually the best for me. So, like, the smallest dude I've ever been with actually got the most done. Like, since him, no one has compared. It doesn't really matter, but it does, like I said, it does to an extent. Like, you can't have a micro penis, but you can't, I don't want something super large either. I've always said, like, I don't want nothing huge because that's not meant for me.
It'd be scary, yeah. And
that's nervous. Not meant for me. Like Safari would scare the hell out of me. I would walk out the room. Like, that's just me. Like, I would leave because, no, you're not going to tear my inside.
You have to cut off half of that or something.
Yeah, like, you about to
tuck it or something like that.
That's not, just put the tip in. On that one, that's okay. Just put the tip in.
And that's it. That's it.
But, like, I've seen some, I'm like, that I haven't been with, but some that I've been like, so what you supposed to do with that, sis? Like, because that ain't cutting it. Like, what is that?
That was something that somebody had said one time, and one of my cousins, she had, some guy sent her a picture of himself, and she was like looking at it, and she was like, girl, if you don't get that child pornography off my damn phone.
Every time I think of someone with a micro, it makes me think of baby bottle pop. And you know
what I'm talking about? Oh, shit. Yeah, the little top of it. Yes. Yeah,
like, no, sir. Like, I'm not. No, but, you know, I understand, like, just like we can't help what we're made with, men can't help what they're made with either. But
that's true.
Nah, that's a no for me too, dog. Like, size matters. Like I said, size matters to an extent. Hey, Yella Beezy, if you listen to this, my name on Instagram is.
You're not listening, bro. We can tag him. We gonna tag him.
I'm just playing. No, but he got that. Until he cut that beat on the back of his neck, like that little shit that he got.
Oh, that little mullet, like a
that,
faded.
That kitchen
that
is a whole ass island. Like, I don't know what it is going back in the back of his neck, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand that haircut.
That's a no for me, dog. Like, but yeah, like he was walking around confident though. He had his jacket in his hand, his gun in his hand. He was just swinging, like, hey, here I am.
It made me wonder, like, were you going to. Like, was there a girl in the other room, or were you just out?
It looked like he was leaving her room to me. Oh. Like, it looked like he was walking out of the apartment. And I was just like,
with his pants still down?
You couldn't pull up your pants, bro? Like, he must have knew there was a camera there or something. I don't know.
Had to.
And who posted it? I want to know who posted the shit. Like,
he probably leaked his own shit.
Like, that thing was singing. Like, he did his shit right there. Okay, like, hey, I see you.
He knew.
I see you, bro. But so I posted a question earlier on the page, like a couple of days ago, that really kind of opened stuff for me, or opened my mind a little bit. And the question was, would you rather ask your future self one question or give your past self one piece of advice? And I thought that was a really good question. So if you could, would you rather ask your future self one question or would you rather give your past self one piece of advice?
I'd ask my future self one question. Like, I feel like there are, I feel like things that have happened to me in the past, there's nothing that I really would have done differently, that I felt like I would want to go back and tell myself, hey, just FYI, you know, don't do this. But also tell myself too, sometimes that I'm like, I feel like I was this little old man in a past life, so a lot of shit that, because I mean, I always, like, I really feel like I just genuinely have an old soul, and I just, that's always just, even like growing up, I've always just felt that, but I've always just felt like I've gone through some shit before in like a past life, so I'm just kind of just like chilling. But I wouldn't go back, and there's not really anything that I would go back and just warn myself or give myself some advice on that would change anything that I've done now. I feel like everything that I had gone through in the past was something that I needed to go through to get to where I am now, or to get to who I am now. And I felt like that it was necessary, necessary for my growth and for me to be who I am today. So I would want to know something from the future, or just ask my future self one question. I don't really know what that would be just yet. I might be like, when will I die? That would probably be,
maybe you didn't get sent that far in the future.
Oh, that's true. But I don't know. I don't know what I would ask, because it would probably be like, I don't know what I would ask my future self. Maybe something like around like my family, or like, do I be the fun, rich auntie for the rest of my life, or, you know, shit like that, or maybe something like that. But I don't really know what I would want to know, because it's a one question. So I'm like, I would want to know. I'd have to think on a question, like, you know how the genies, like, you get one wish or you get three wishes or whatever. I would have to make sure that the wish, I say it correctly, therefore I can get the most out of that one question.
Yeah.
So I'd have to think about what I would want to ask. So
I honestly think I would go back to the past and change one thing. I really would. I would give myself one piece of advice. I'm not going to go into too much detail on what that would be. I definitely wouldn't change anything recently, but I would definitely go back a couple of years and change one thing. Just because I feel like that one thing, like right after high school, would change my life up until now. So I feel like I would go back and just tell myself, hey, put yourself first here. Like, you do you right here.
Yeah.
Don't put your family first. Don't put anyone else first. You put you first. And I think that would help me out a lot. And I think it would change my future self. That's the reason I would not go forward and ask my future self one question, because I feel like that one past piece would change a lot. And I know a lot of people say, like, you can't change the past. What's done is done. But I feel like that one thing would have changed a lot. So that would be my answer. Like, just go back and just put me first in that one scenario. Just do what I thought was best for me at that time in my life.
I got you.
That's honestly, like, with the new year being here, that is kind of, I hate saying, like I said last year, I hate saying new year's resolutions, because they always fail. But that is my new year goal, is not necessarily put myself first, because I do have my daughter here that I do have to put before myself, but I do want to focus more on me and the betterment of me, and making myself the better me that I can be for her. And not only for her, but like, me making me a better me will not only benefit her, but it'll better benefit myself as well. Like, I have some growing and some healing to do, and I've already started on it, and I've been doing good. Like, I've been focusing on positivity and growth and just self-love and stuff that I need to do, cutting off negative energy, cutting off anything that's not benefiting me, or cutting off stuff that's not suiting me in any way, or that I feel like is going to be negative. I started that honestly before the new year, like a couple of days before the new year started. I was like, you know what? I don't want this negative energy. I don't want none of this negative shit in my life. So, but yeah, like, I'm just kind of focusing on me this year and just healing, and what goes from there goes from there. Like, I'm not saying by 2022 I'll be a whole new Lex, but hopefully I will be Lex 1.5, maybe. Or Lex a half. Maybe Lex a half.
1.5. No, that's and that's one thing that I like. I've just, it's good. Like, it's good to kind of, I agree with you 100%. I definitely got to like a point. I know, like, I think it was like early last year where it was the same for me. Like, it was like, actually, no, it wasn't last year. It might've been like a year or two before that, where it was like, cause you ever get to a point where you are like, you're doing things for other people, or someone would ask you something and it would be like, you don't want to let this person down. So even though you may be like, someone could just say, hey, can you do this, this, and this, but you may be dead tired from work, but you don't want to let that person down, or you're like, you know, yeah, I'll still do it, even though you're completely miserable, or you're sick, and you're running crazy doing this, that, and the third, or, you know, that. And it's kind of like, I had to get to a point where I was just like, Nope, can't do it. Or even to the point where simply saying no and not having to give an explanation, whether it be to family, like they ask you for something or say, hey, can you do this, this, and this? And I'm like, why can't you do it? Like, you have access right. to internet just like I do, or you have access mm-hmm. to this just like I do. You have a car, you can go get this just like I can. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I am tired. Like, this may be my weekend off, or not a weekend off, but like my weekend or week where I'm not doing anything. I don't want to do this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those where you have to kind of put yourself, I always have to keep reminding myself is that, like, I can't, in order for me to be able to give the love that I want to give to people, I can't pour into a cup that's already empty.
Right.
If I'm empty myself, I can't give what I want to give to other people, or mm-hmm. give the love. I can't give the love to other people that I want to give if I don't have it, if I'm not even giving it to myself.
Right.
So you got to start with you first and take care of you. And it's that's not what selfish.
I said, like, it's not. That's why I said, like, mm-hmm. taking care of you is not selfish at all. If anything, that's benefiting others as well, because you cannot, I literally commented on one of our pages because somebody has said that they wanted to be more selfish in the new year. Mm-hmm. And I literally said, that's not being selfish. Taking care of you is not selfish at all, because taking care of you takes care of others, because yeah. you cannot give, like you said, you cannot give what you don't have. So right. I can't give you what something that I do not have. And another thing that you had mentioned that you had just said that is big on my list this year, I do not need to explain my no. If I say yep. no, I do not need to explain why I'm saying no. It just means no, period. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me when. Don't ask me how come. It's just no, period. Like, no, it's for me. I don't need to explain nothing. There's no explanations. None of that. Just no. And take that as you want. If you get mad, that's on you. Because me comes first, period. Like, I can't explain why I'm telling you why I don't want to do this, or how I can't do this. Just no. And we shouldn't
And it might be that you're not in the, like, because I'm big on, if I make plans on Monday to do something, by Friday I might not want to do it.
Right.
So it's like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. Or like, I'm really tired. And that really is it. Or I'm just like, I'm not going to be able to make it. Then but that should be enough. Yeah, you shouldn't have to give explanation.
Deserve the explanation. Like, no.
No.
Just no,
that,
period.
That clip from every time I think about something like that, whenever I tell someone no, or I'm about to say no to something, the clip from Drake's song Tuscan Leather, "You don't have to prove shit to anyone except yourself," plays in my head, lives in my head rent free all day, every day. Cause I'm like, even at work, like if somebody's like, can you do this? And I'm like, no.
No.
Like I tell people, like, and I even told people on my team, I'm like, look, I'm your supervisor, so therefore I am supposed to, I help you, but I'm not gonna let people, like, you know, kind of like come over and say, hey, can this person do this, 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 and this? And I'm like, they're already doing too much right now. No, they can't do it. No. Well, do you have anyone? No. We're closed for, we're not helping anybody right now, because we're trying to get our stuff together, and we can't help you until we get our stuff together.
Exactly.
So it's like, we can't do that. But yeah, it's definitely, now there's a difference in, because I know people that, you know, they put themselves first and they practice self-love. But I also know a couple of people that are just so, like, it's not even like self-love. It's almost like self-hate, where it's like a narcissistic, like, I'm only going to do something if it's going to benefit me. Like, I'm only going to help you if this, and it's kind of like a self-destructive kind of thing. And it's so sad that I've seen these people just kind of just like get to the point where they've pushed away people that have genuinely been there and cared about them. And like, they've just kind of like, it's almost like it's always them. It's always me. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, you see the alternative of like, this is not self-love. This is actually hate. And you really are being destructive, because you have friends that, you know, you might've had for forever. They don't even talk to you anymore. You don't talk to them anymore. And you're like reaching out to people that, you know, like reaching out to me, and I'm like, we're not even cool like that. So why are you even, you know, like, it's like, you've already shown me your hand. Like, you've already shown me your true color. So why would you even do that? And it gets to the point where I feel bad for people like that, because I'm like, nobody should be out here alone. But sometimes I'm like, look, experience a lot of time is your best teacher. So like my granny is always like, I can show you better than I can tell you. So you just don't have to learn the hard way. And it's so unfortunate that people get like that. But it's like, you see people that have that are practicing or exercising that self-love, but then you also see that self-hate too. And it is self-destructive. It's terrible.
Like I told my family, like I'm done being your personal secretary. To some of my other family, I'm done being your personal tutor. Like I'm done being the personal therapist. Like I'm done at this point. I need to focus on me because that's what's important to me. Cause I can't help, like I said earlier, I can't help you if I don't help myself. Right. I can't be best for you if I'm not the best for me right now. And I do not find that selfish at all. I do not find that being, you know, just narcissistic, none of that. Like it's just,
no, it's definitely
it's
not.
It's just the best. Like it's the best for you. If you want the best for you, if you want to be selfish yourself, you would want this for me. And that's just how it is. Like I gotta be the best me I can be for others. And that's fine. And if I'm distant, if I'm mean or short or anything, it's just because I'm trying to focus on bettering myself. And within like these past week, I'd say it's been about a week or two that I've been doing it. I can already see a difference. So it's just what I need right now. Like I can't. So it is what it is. Like I said earlier in my lesson of the week, I need some time to myself. That is what I need right now to continue this journey on bettering myself. Like I need to focus on me just a tad bit, just a peony. Like I need to put legs first.
Just a what?
A peony. Just a peony.
What is that?
That's a little bit. A peony is a little bit.
It's like a penny?
A peony. It's a peony. I need to focus on me just a little bit. So yeah, like it is what it is. Like if you need some advice, I'm going to give you, like I said, I'm not going to be a free advisor. I'm going to give you the best that I can.
I'm charging for it. We charging for advice in 2021. Fuck you, man.
I'm not going to charge, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't give all my time and my energy no more. Like,
they say penny for your thoughts.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Cash app for your thoughts.
Right, big fact.
I'm gonna start talking to people and be like, so I think the best thing that you should do is
cash at me.
To continue this statement, please send $20 to get that ass off right there. Dot,
and then end the quotation and be like, to hear the rest of this, you need a cash app. So
$15. That would be fire though. I wonder if that would work. I feel like that would work.
We can make that happen. But I mean, it's necessary because you can put so much into helping others that you forget about yourself. Like,
yes,
I didn't spend this much time helping this person on this issue, and I'm still hurting. Like, I'm still trying to heal. Like, I still got stuff that I need to work through. And I understand, like, this 2020 was a lot for me too, like, in multiple ways. And I know I leaned on a lot of people, and I appreciate my friends, my family for being there for me. But also, whenever I was going through that, I had a lot of people depending on me too. Like, you depending on me for this and that and the other. But I had a lot of shit going on, and I just need to put me first just a little bit. Like, I can't no more. Like, like you said, my cup is empty. I can't give nothing that I don't have. So,
and this is the Cup Runneth Over podcast. Shoot.
It is.
We can't be on E.
I need to refill.
We can't be on E.
But yeah, this little break has helped me.
And
a lot.
In that too, when you said that made me think also, I noticed that there are some times when you are trying to practice self-love and there are some people they are dealing with their own things too. Cause something you just said about like other people are going through their things too, when you're trying to help them, but you're pouring from an empty cup, is that sometimes they project the things that they're dealing with onto you in other ways, and it will drain you of what you have, of what you've already, the work that you've built on healing yourself and being a better person, it will take you back because now they're taking that negative space and they're projecting that shit onto you or into your, into your aura, your energy. And I've kind of, when you start to feel that shit, be like, oh,
right.
Let me back a little bit.
I've always said, I hate it whenever I'm telling somebody like, girl, I've had a bad day, blah, blah. Well, your day does not compare to mine.
Yes.
Like, wait, we was not talking about you. We was talking about me for a second. Like, can we just finish what I was saying first real quick? Like,
yes.
Yeah, but that's how it is for real. And you just got to reel that back in and be like, nah, nope, right here.
Because sometimes it's not even about, like, I'm just wanting feedback. Sometimes it's just like, I just want to vent. Like, I'm just calling a friend to vent. And I may not even want an opinion or even like a feedback. I just want to just get this out to somebody.
Yep.
And then from there, like, are you in the mental capacity to hear me then? And if so, then yes. If not, then cool. I'll write it down in a notebook or I'll call, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, yeah. It ain't like a, well, if you did that, let me tell you, know, like, I ain't nobody here to tit for tat or none of that shit. It's just like, mm-hmm. No, we're not here to exchange all that extra shit right now. Mm-hmm. We just heard a vent. That's it.
Yeah. I love the friendships. Like, I got one friend that I can come to and I will literally be like, she's one of my coworkers, but she's one of my best friends too. I could literally go to her and be like, look, I don't really need no advice. I just need to tell you what I've been through. And then she will tell me what she's been through. And it's like, whew, feels good to get that off my chest. All right, moving on. Like, you know, like, yes, that is great energy right there. Like, just, I don't want to hear your sympathy, or you can say like, I'm sorry you're going through that, but I don't want to hear the extra stuff. Just let's just move on right on past it. Like, let's just skirt all through it. Like, and that's okay with me. But don't ignore my pain either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, well, if you've been through that, girl, that ain't nothing compared to what my person put me through. Like, today I went through this and woulda. Like, I'm not trying to hear none of that. Nathan.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Even that you're trying to hear. It's just, like, not in this moment. Like, in this moment. If that was the case, you should have brought it up before. But
before me. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, nothing. I obviously wasn't trying to hear that in this moment. Like, I wanted to not even be selfish, but I was just trying to get some stuff off my chest, and you just took my moment from me. Just sucked that right out of me too. So now I'm even more emptier than I was before, because you just took that from me as well. So now I got nothing at all. Right. Any blessings of the week?
Yes. My main blessing is that I was blessed enough to make it into 2021. We were joking earlier of 2020, the sequel, 2020 part two. I've made it into a new year, with good health, still have a job, mm-hmm. still having, just working on my, outside of, you know, the podcast, my candle business and growing that. If you need any candles, you can shop middle8candleco.com. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, just kind of just working on that, and then just been fortunate enough to do that. I've had like a couple of COVID scares in my family, but nothing that was, to the point where someone had to be put on a ventilator or anything like that, where it was severe. So kind of just, you know, in that aspect of, you know, I've had a couple of deaths in my family towards the end of the year. One of my great uncles, his his sister and her son were killed in a car accident. So it was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, it was rough around, especially towards the end of the year. So it was kind of like, you know, just kind of like, like a little shake a little bit. But I mean, again, like, it's, other than that, I mean, it's been a blessing to just kind of, like I said, make it into a new year, see another day, and just kind of, there's things, like I said, that people take for granted. Like I said, I was talking to someone the other day, like, I'd rather be stressed out over my job than the stress of not having a job and trying to find another one. So
yeah,
because we were on the phone just like, you know, talking about, like, he was like, I got this WebEx and my manager's calling me this and my boss is trying to do this and we're trying to get this and this. And I was like, yeah, I got this and this. And then we were both like, well, shit, we'd rather just be, and we're like, well, let's just be quiet, because we'd rather be stressing over a job or what we have to do for our job and not
have a job at all.
We don't have one. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, like I said, a lot to just kind of be thankful for and blessed in coming into the new year, for sure.
Absolutely. That's a good one.
We're coming into 2020 part two for sure. Because the way it's starting now. Not
part two. But that's a good one. I would piggyback off that and say, yes, everything that you said, because I know I was stressing, because whenever I first went on maternity leave, I had people calling me for my job, like asking me for advice on this or how to do this and how to do that. And I'm like, I'm about to have a baby, or I just had a baby. Why are you calling me, asking me for advice on this?
Out of everything.
Whenever I'm supposed to be off the clock. Like, are y'all paying me for this or no? But, you know, I'm lucky to have a job. I'm blessed to have a job. I'm blessed to have a baby here, considering everything that happened, because baby, when I tell you that labor was not no joke, honey, I'm not playing. But
you're struggling.
Yes, for real. Like, I'm blessed to have her here, me here, safe and healthy, both of us. So that's a blessing. To see a new year in itself is a blessing. So but yeah, and like I said, like before, life, health, and strength, you know, that's all a blessing as well. Like you said, to have a job during all this is a blessing. So all of that is just absolutely amazing considering everything that's going on. And I was stressing out before about little stuff, but all of that at the end of the day, it could be worse, you know, and I don't want to jinx myself, but everything, it could always be worse. But yeah, so it's all blessings to me. Cause yeah, it's a blessing to have.
It's up from here. It's all up from here. It's only go up.
Absolutely. So yeah. I can't wait. We have a couple of good things in store in the next couple of episodes and this year in general. Be looking out for that. Yes. So especially with this new year and everything that's going on. So yeah, it's like you said, it's all going up from here. It's about to be a good 2021. It's not 2020 part two, because if all that, I'm trying to erase 2020 from my memory, period. So
2020 was a good 2020, and I would say, and that could kind of go back to a lesson of the week. 2020 was a year for me to, I always, like, my little brother was supposed to graduate. Well, he did graduate in 2020, but it wasn't how he should have, for sure. But like real quick before we wrap up, like I always said that 2020 was a year of, like, we always 2020 vision. It was a year of clarity. And it definitely was. There were people that I went into 2020 with that they did not make it out of 2020 with me. Like, it was a lot of different things that people, like a lot of things that showed me what I needed to see, not necessarily within just myself, but just kind of just like people and things around me. Mm-hmm. And I think what 2020 did also was it made everybody sit still, because we're all moving, we're all doing, we're all, you know, we are busy, we all have shit that we're going on and stuff like that. But I think 2020 allowed everyone, because we didn't have a choice but to quarantine and be indoors and sit the fuck down for however long we were. And it was able to kind of see things about ourselves and about, of course, the environment. You know, we've known about, you know, police brutality for the longest, but I'm pretty sure other people knew about it too. They didn't want to see it. And this forced 2020 forced a lot of things that, you know, people were trying to ignore or sweep under the rug. Like, God forbid the NFL come back and say, oh, we were wrong about Colin Kaepernick and we are sorry. And it's like, you thought he was making the shit up? Or no, you knew he wasn't making it up. You just didn't want to admit it. Like, you wanted to, you know, you kind of wanted to pull the sheep over the, you know, over, pull the wool over, you know what I'm trying to say, shit now. Mm-hmm. But, it was like, yeah, so I feel like there was a lot of things that needed to happen. Like, 2020 was an uncomfortable year, but like I said, nothing ever develops or grows out of comfort anyway. So it was a rough and challenging year. I will say that there was a lot of things. I'll even say, like, there were moments where I've just dealt with just, like, you know, mild depression or anxiety and just kind of just like issues with that. And it was challenging. It was challenging for not just me, but for other people as well. So it was a rough year, but I feel like it was necessary for the betterment of not just ourselves, but for the betterment of the country too. And a lot of shit, a lot of people to wake the fuck up and be like, this is, America isn't this home with two kids and a golden retriever and a white picket fence. That's not what the reality of America is. America is, it's a divided nation. It's supposed to be United States, but they're divided in so many different ways. So I think 2020 was necessary. It was necessary for the project.
Yeah, absolutely. I kind of agree with that. You know, 2020, year of clarity, 2021 WON is a year of winning. So hopefully we all win in this year coming up. So that's my goal, is to level up this year
for sure. All right, well, that wraps up our first episode of the new year.
Hey.